Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan, a board game man, and this is your news for the week of April 18th, 2022. If you celebrate it, I hope everyone had a great Easter, and if you don't, well, I hope you had a great weekend and enjoyed all the candy hits and all the shops out there this time of year. So first up, I got a couple of titles from Pegasus Spiel. Now, that's a great company known for some of the great medium to heavy Euros, and a company I always keep my eye on as well. Now, Sky Mines, this is going to be releasing in the U.S. market in the third quarter of this year. This is designed by Alexander Pfister and Victor Koblik. It's $70, according to their Pegasus site. And the heart of Sky Mines is a unique card programming and hand management system that requires careful and clever planning. It provides a deep player interaction by letting you invest in any of the four companies as you see fit. Now, it's listed there as 1 to 4 players. So I love a solo mode and a nice heavy Euro. It's listed at 75 to 150 minutes, so as like more heavier Euros, and the weight is kind of listed as a heavier weight Euro. I think this will be probably a medium to heavier weight Euro, kind of somewhere in that middle, because Pfister really does find a way to kind of get that real good accessibility to those heavier Euros. But anyway, so you're looking at about an hour and a half to anywhere from an hour and a half to 3 hours for this game, which is kind of normal for a heavier Pfister game as well. It also says, as a combination of company abilities changes, each game has endless synergies and strategies to explore, which, again, that's pretty normal for an Alexander Pfister game to have plenty of replayability due to kind of the variable setup there. And next up, I mentioned a while back that we would see some Uwe Rosenberg games this year, and Pegasus is going to be releasing Framework this summer, and this is designed by, obviously, Uwe Rosenberg. It's going to be about $40. This is an abstract game. Think of, like, kind of the next-level abstract in the vein of Nova Luna, which is a game that I absolutely love that was put out over here, brought over by Stronghold, and it's a really, really good abstract game. Now, Framework, they say, is 1 to 4 players, plays about 30 minutes. So, again, that kind of lighter abstract game and just probably has that nice easy to learn and then kind of maybe, you know, not necessarily difficult, but easy to learn, but really not the hardest thing to get into, but maybe difficult to master type of abstract games. And I'm not a big abstract guy, but again, I really did love Nova Luna. So this one could be right up that same alley is what I'm hoping. So check that one out once it does come out as well. A few information of games for Blue Orange. Blue Orange sent me some news releases coming up, and they're always, you know, these releases are always subject to change, as they told me. So with a lot of the shipping and things going on, they're going to be, you never know when it's going to be released. But first up is Downtown Farmers. This one's going to be out in about May-ish. Now, this combines a stimulating tile placement mechanic with a refreshing farmer's market theme and fun graphics. Now, we've got to remember Blue Orange, again, is kind of the lighter kind of publisher, more known for family and kids games. So they do kind of get to that family element. And I think this one, again, is going to be kind of that family or kids element. So it's going to be a little bit of tile drafting and kind of putting into your tableau to fulfill some different contracts out there for that one. So Downtown Farmers, It'll be out sometime next month, and it'll be about $16. Next up, it's called Next Station London. Now, this could kind of branch into a little bit more heavier because it is kind of a flip and write. So this is a flip and write that's designed by Matthew Dunstan, who does a lot of great kind of hobby type board games and card games and such. So this one looks very good. Again, a flip and write is a solid game to me. That one is going to be May 15th or so, middle of the month. They sent it, again, $16. A nice lighter flip and write is kind of an easier one to put out. Museum Suspects is a deduction game trying to find out who stole a piece from the museum. By this one is by Phil Walker Harding, again, another designer known for more great card games and kind of hobby games, but this one's going to be a little bit lighter there. They say the director calls in a number of highly skilled investigators to find the thief or thieves amongst the 16 suspects held inside the building. Some clues are more valuable than others. Find the best ones to solve the case while obstructing your competitors' investigations. Again, it looks really solid. It's, you know, this type of games are those lighter ones that I really like from Blue Orange. So check that out. That one, Museum Suspects, it'll be about $20. This one will be out in June, probably in time for Origins. Asmodee USA is taking its Unlock series and making it kid-friendly. First up is Unlock Kids. It will have three stories, kind of like that Unlock Star Wars version that they put out there. And this one will have a hint and solution book and no need for an app to play this one. And this one will be out next month and be about $30. So they're really trying to kind of tailor that one for the family or kids dynamic, since some of their kind of Unlock can be, there's a variable from like kind of the beginner version to a harder version. But even then, they're not really necessarily, I want to say they're not kid-friendly, because you're playing them with your family, but you know, this is more of a novice one that they're putting out there, the Unlock Kid. So check that one out as well. Lucky Duck will be bringing the sequel game for It's a Wonderful World to the U.S. retail this summer after a successful Kickstarter from last year. It's a Wonderful Kingdom should be out sometime this summer. I think it's going to be in time for Gen Con. It'll be about $40. This one's going to be 1 to 2 players, an interesting little take, kind of a changing theme, and it's still a lot of the same kind of basic mechanics as It's a Wonderful World, but It's a Wonderful Kingdom plays in about an hour, 1 to 2 players, and kind of that medium weight. Really cool little kind of, it's got an I split you choose mechanic and some drafting. So this one looks pretty good because I really love the Divi mechanic, the I split you choose, and it's kind of hard to do, but this one looks pretty interesting as well. Next up, I don't often report on the comings and goings of people in the industry themselves. Usually just stick to kind of the releases and the companies. But I wanted to share this one here. Luke Oftanowski, he's been hired by Ultra Pro International as their director of sales for the entertainment division. Now, Luke is a former director of the U.S. operations for Portal Games. Luke is a super guy, and it's always been a pleasure to work with him. So I wanted to congratulate him and wish him luck on his new position. Just a solid guy. And Ultra Pro has been coming up and coming, doing a lot of really good games. They've been putting a lot of the Ascension games out and kind of getting into more and more gaming. So look out for there. And again, congratulations to Luke as well. Renegade Games Studios will be releasing Birdwatcher. This will be later this year in 2022. This kind of lighter kind of card game play to it. 1 to 5 players, plays in about an hour. It's got some hand management and push your luck and set collection. They say each player has 3 actions on their turn, which they can call birds to their tree from their central clearing and jungle, snap photos of birds in a tree, and run into the jungle to flush new birds out into the clearing. You're also going to be using their actions to set up zoom lens to capture birds from other players' trees to publish a paper. Photos and publications are assembled from left to right, and a player's photo journal where they'll score points. This one is by, again, Renegade Game Studios, bringing it over from Oni Games, and a designer is Jaquir Jaffrey, and artist is Lauren Helton, because those birds look absolutely fantastic as well. Big theme now, birds, ever after Wingspan. We'll have a run on the theme of birds out there. I received a press release that Luma Imports is going to be releasing Fairy Lights. This is going to be coming to the U.S. in the third quarter of this year. I think maybe see some at Gen Con. It's $20 to $25. This was originally released by Sit Down, a nice small publisher from Belgium as well. Now, this game is interesting because another just kind of like one of those lighter card games where you're just kind of pushing your luck and kind of putting out a kind of a tableau of cards. And once they get to 5, you've got to draft some of them. And you've got to be careful what you draft because you have to put them into scoring piles, and you may get negative points at the end of the game. Just a nice lighter card game for 2 to 5 players. Very quick play and plays in about a half hour. And the designer was Joan Dufour. So check that one out as well this summer. The OP were releasing Turn the Tide. This is the first expansion for Disney's Sorcerer Arena Epic Alliances, which the base game will be out in June. And then this expansion will also be out in June. And this expansion will be $25. We kind of knew they were going to be throwing out plenty of expansions. I didn't really think they'd put one out at the same time. Why not just put these characters into the base box if you're going to do that anyway? But, you know, got to make money. But I can't really fault them there. This one will be $25. This one will have Davy Jones, Moana, and Stitch to add to the base game as well. And also in expansion news, CGE is going to be releasing the first expansion to the new version of Galaxy Trucker this summer. I think it'll be out probably at Gen Con. They always have a really good presence. And if you're at Gen Con, look for the CGE room. It's one of the best places to play games just because the way they set up the room, it's usually upstairs. They set up the room with a lot of demos all over. The people who work for CGE are amazing. Even the president is usually there. I know Paul Grogan does a lot of demos out there. He does a lot of how to play videos and stuff. So he does some demos. Just some great people out there in CGE. But anyway, check out the new Galaxy Trucker. It's called Keep On Trucking. It's a new expansion. You're going to need the base game for this one. You'll have new ships, new cars, and new aliens, and new ship components. And I think the new ships are things maybe even not previously released. I'm pretty sure that their original design was to bring out all the other expansions for the original Galaxy Trucker and just kind of spruce them up and make them more family-friendly, kind of like this new version. But the way it was written, maybe new ships. I don't think I've ever played a lot of the big box, but I know there's a lot of crazy ships. And Galaxy Trucker is just great. So just pick this one up if you do like the first game that did come out. Basically just more Galaxy Trucker goodness. This one should be about $30 as well. And then I kind of edit to a story that I mentioned a few months back. It was about Kaba's King of Dice release. It kind of read originally today. They were re-releasing the original game here in the US, which was, I thought was a big odd because I had gotten a small box. It's basically a small box push your luck dice and card game, which I absolutely love the game. So if you ever see King of Dice, the small box game, check it out. So it was only probably about $15, $20. But after seeing the new Gamma news that I saw out there, I noticed that the new release is actually King of Dice, the board game. And this will be releasing sometime next month. I'm not exactly sure of the price. I think this one is going to be about $40. And this is also by Nielsen and released by Haba. It says a strategic dice game based upon the King of Dice board, the original game. The board game consists of two board game pieces, with 15 territory spaces. Players compete for cards by rolling and re-rolling dice, kind of that Yahtzee mechanic that the original game goes on. These cards allow the players to place castle tiles and game gemstones and dragon fires on the game board. When enough castles are placed, the game ends and the players gain points for the biggest territory. So basically you're looking at dice rolling, tile placement, and just, it'll be the usual, since it is Haba, it'll be a family weight game as well. This is said to be 2 to 4 players, plays in about an hour, so kind of a good family weight, kind of super filler as well. So let's go into digital releases now. Of course, I cannot pass up Gloomhaven news. So Gloomhaven Digital announced they'll be releasing Jaws of the Lion, the DLC for Jaws of the Lion. It'll be out on May 17th. Right now, it's listed as $15.29 because it is kind of a pre-order, but it'll be regular be for $17.99. And of course, Jaws of the Lion was kind of the introductory to Gloomhaven. So if you've been holding out on Gloomhaven Digital for whatever reason or holding out on Jaws of the Lion, playing it digital is a great way to play it solo. If you don't really want to get it, or your family's not into it, or your friends or your game group doesn't want to get Jaws of the Lion. But if you've been wanting to jump into Jaws of the Lion, this is going to be a great one. It actually says here, I think originally it said 17th, but it says, it says 17th of May, 2022. But again, so you've got four new mercenaries, and I've played them and all play great. Demolitionist is a good DPS class, as well as the Hatchet, which is also a good DPS class. Then you've got the Red Guard, who is kind of your tank in there, and the Void Warden, who does some good healing and poisoning. And these characters play great. So if you like playing Gloomhaven digital and you haven't really necessarily saw this, this would be a good little thing to play solo. There's plenty of new scenarios. There's, again, the mercenaries, more road events, more items, a little bit of everything in this. So I highly recommend checking that one out once it does come out. First in the, the game, we're going to go into Game Found before we get into Kickstarter in the roundup here. So first in Game Found, coming up this week will be Sleeping Gods, Distant Skies. I'm not sure what the price is going to be, but this is going to be a standalone sequel to Sleeping Gods, probably a little bit smaller because it looks like there's a little bit less characters to play. Sleeping Gods was my game of the year last year. I absolutely love it. It is a little bit bigger and a little bit more pricey, but it is an absolute great game. This could be a good way to get into it if the price is probably in that 60 to 80 range. I'm not sure what it'll be again, but it does have that same kind of feel where you're playing in a storybook, you've got a crew on your boat, and you've got to go out and you've got to get different skills, and you're going to be passing different tests and such as you play the game. And it is absolutely great solo. There's a million quests in there. It just plays great as a story. Just so much fun. I absolutely can't recommend this one enough once it does come out. Again, that is Sleeping Gods, Distant Skies. I'll have a link to the game found. It should link right to the page once it goes live, but I'll have the preview link as well. And I mentioned this last week. The Dark Quarter is up on Kickstarter. This is from Lucky Duck Games and the kind of working with Van Ryder Games as well. This one is well funded. It's got about 2.5 weeks to go. You can get into this one for $64. This is kind of more of that detective type feel to it. It says it's a heavily narrative digital hybrid board game with characters that are intimately connected to the story. The choices you make could result in their triumphs, deaths, or something even worse. The content found in the game is intended for mature audiences, so heads up on that. Content includes, but not limited to, mature language, depiction of murder, supernaturalist and ritualist acts, substance, and dishes. That's a little, one little warning for you there. But it does play very cool little narrative theme. Of course, it has that Cthulhu theme, and it takes place in New Orleans. So, of course, that'll be a little more adult in nature, but it does look like an absolute great game. Check that one out, The Dark Quarter. Again, I'll have a link to all of these as well. Next up, Aldara. This is a fast-paced 4X combat-focused strategy game with 152 minis and buckets of dice and an expansive world. This one also is well funded. This had a goal of $200,000, and it is well funded. This is by Arcane Minis, and you can get in on this one. It looks like for about $135. Now, to me, this looks like, again, I'm a sucker for these 4X games, these Twilight Imperium light games. This takes a Twilight Imperium in kind of a different direction. Looks like a little bit quicker to play. Don't get me wrong, I absolutely love Twilight Imperium 4th Edition. Great game. We try to play it about every year, every other year, and just go crazy with it. Play like a 12-hour game. But this one, 3 to 4 players, plays in about an hour and a half to 3 hours. So it is kind of Twilight Imperium light, but it does have, like, when they try to take the core and kind of make it a little different, where you're not necessarily just trying to exterminate everyone. This kind of looks like it's trying to lead you in that other area of not necessarily, just having to fight all the time. The way the quests and such go, it looks like it does have for a nice immersive, because sometimes the extermination and all, crazy fighting can kind of put people off, and not necessarily, if you're not quite as an aggressive player, you may not want to do that. But this does look like it takes it into a little bit different direction. So definitely check that one out. Aldara, about a week and a half to go on that one. And next up, we've got Stellar Expedition, again, kind of that same vein. It's a space exploration board game. Discover strange new locations and recruit new crew members in an unexplored region of space. This one can use a little bit of love. Got about 3 weeks to go. Probably needs about 12,000 to go. Definitely check this one out, because, again, this takes it even more into a different direction, kind of even a little bit lighter than Twilight Imperium, but it does have that 4X space game to you. But it almost seems like it takes that 4X and combines it almost with kind of the Star Wars Outer Rim or Firefly type game as you're getting your crew and such. So a little bit more starting, instead of just getting a faction and everything is done for you, looks like you do get some exploration and get your crew there as well. So this is by Wolfhorn Games. And it looks like this one's about $53 to get in on it. Probably why it takes a little bit more to get up there, because it's just that one level and that much more. But it does look, the art looks great. Components look amazing. So definitely check this one out. Maybe give it a little bit of love if you can help out a project in need there. Again, Stellar Expedition. And finally, another pretty cool project. I like these off-the-radar type projects. This is Fortress of Terror. It is funded. It's got about a week and a half to go. This one is only takes about $5 or $8. Basically, what it is a solo kind of campaigny type roll and write. They call it Roll With It system. It's a modular solitaire roll and write adventure game system with endless possibilities for adventure. So you supply the dice and such, and they will supply the PDFs that you would print out and kind of the cards that you're going to use. You just go and print them out, and that's why it's only $8 to get in on it. But it looks pretty cool. You provide, obviously, the pencil, the dice, and different dice. So you'll need 6-sided dice, 12-sided dice, 4-sided dice. It does look pretty cool. Again, only $8, so it only costs a couple of cups of coffee. For $8, you can get in on this one. And it does look, again, pretty interesting. It looks like they've done a good job of what they've put out there. So check that one out, Fortress of Terror. Of course, as always, I'll have links to all of these in there in the show notes. As always, thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter. Also, please check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. And check out the Geek All-Stars podcast, my personal little show. As always, I'm Dan, the Board Game Man. I'll see everyone in 2 weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.